And therein lays the problem. Gus and Vesper couldn't know, but know what? They can't know I'm not a demon, because they wouldn't be able to handle that, would they? Kellen chose his words carefully.
They're already on edge. You saw that this morning. They're scared that you might alert people about us.
Like messengers?
Or others.
He was being evasive again. It was starting to piss me off. Why can't you just tell me what the problem is? What are you hiding from me?
Are those your last two questions?
He grinned and then saw he shouldn't have joked.
Relax. Sorry. They're not as powerful as you or me. They have good reason for being scared. There are beings more powerful than them around. They could come here, and Gus and Vesper might not hold up against them very well.
They're scared of being killed?
Or tortured. Witches. Anyone who knows demon lore knows our laws and how to get around them could hurt us. Some people enjoy hurting a demon. They think they can because we're essentially dark and evil.
You guys are evil. Kellen's jaw clenched and his knuckles tightened on the steering wheel.
Regardless, our brother and sister don't deserve to be tortured for fun. No one deserves that.
Isn't that what you do?
He didn't respond, and the tension was suddenly thick in the air.
His anger boiled. I felt it snap at me. And I knew the demon wanted to harm me, but Kellen fought it back. We kept driving, and he still hadn't replied until we got to our driveway. When he did comment, it wasn't about that.
You can't say anything to them about tonight, Matt. Your visitor tonight. Your paintings. None of it. Nothing.
They can't know about Matt?
No, you're right. We dealt with Matt tonight. They'll know that he's been altered. They'll want to know why. We'll tell them the truth about that.
As we drove around the house and parked in front of the garage, I asked, What about Leah tonight?
What about her?
Kellen turned off the car and glanced toward the house. All the windows were dark, but we both knew our siblings were up. In fact, I knew they were watching. Gus stood in front of the living room window, and Vesper was framed by his bedroom window on the second floor. Both watched with somber expressions.
What happened to her?
I asked him the question, but I saw the answer was with our other siblings.
Blood.
I felt it dripping from their hands. Of course, I couldn't see it, but I sensed it. It was there, and it had changed them. Somehow.
Leah will be fine, Kellen said shortly and got out of the car.
They killed her father, didn't they?
Who else knew? How could this be covered up?
Stepfather.
He corrected me, walking in front of me to the door. My feet stopped in their place. Kellen knew they had killed him. He probably knew their intent in the first place, where they were headed once they left that afternoon. I saw that he didn't condone it. In fact, he approved. Then my eyes widened, and I asked, hushed,
Did you tell them to do it?
Shay.
I saw that he had. Something fell away inside of me. Maybe it was truth. Maybe it was loyalty. Maybe it was idealism.
I thought you had changed from today. I was wrong. I was stupidly wrong.
What's the problem? It's not like you don't know we do this sometimes.
You could have wiped his memory. You could have broken his legs. You could have... You didn't have to kill him.
I didn't kill him.
You had them kill him. His blood is on you, too.
I gestured to the house, to our siblings, and then back to Kellen. To his hands.
I can't believe... After tonight...
Suddenly, my anger raised a notch. My stomach churned on itself, and I lifted surprised eyes to my brother. My hands lifted upward, and I saw my skin trembling. Something was growing inside of me, and it was angry. It was angry with Kellen. I felt the same hatred from before, what he had initially warned me. Whatever was inside of me hated Kellen in that moment.
You need to go.
Kellen jerked forward a step.
No!
I stopped him. Don't come close, I might...
I was scared of what I could do in that moment.
Shay, you need to calm down.
His tone was quiet, soothing.
Why?
The word rung out of me.
Why did he care? Why now?
Because you're going to hurt someone if you don't. The ground is shaking.
He was completely still, frozen in front of me. My eyes snapped open. I hadn't realized I'd closed them, and I felt it rumble beneath us. I could do that. I could make the ground move. No, it was whatever was inside of me. That was making everything storm around us. The elements answered to it. What am I? I choked out. Kellen looked at me with grave eyes. He knew I'd just used my second question. Chapter 8. The question hung in the air between us. I wanted answers, and I could see Kellen didn't want to give them. Then his eyes snapped past my shoulder, and he murmured, "They're coming. They can't know." As soon as he stopped, the door opened behind me, and Gus asked, "Are you guys coming in or not?" "Why?" I turned around. "You think we're going to sit down for a game of checkers?" I tried to hold back the bitter sarcasm, but I couldn't. Her eyes widened in surprise. Vesper stepped around her, his shoulders tense.
"What's your problem? You were high and mighty before. What brought you down?"
The question felt like a challenge. He was still angry with me, but I didn't care. There was blood on their hands, and I could smell it. The stench churned my stomach. It sickened me, and I said as much. "You disgust me." The air swelled around us in tension. Vesper's eyes sparked in eagerness. A malicious smile flashed for a second.
"I disgust you? What did I do this time? Let's remember that I'm not the one giving out our secret to the world."
Gus touched his hand, but he flicked her away. Something started to stir inside of me. Maybe it was revulsion or just plain anger, but Kellen moved ahead of me before it started boiling. He murmured,
"Let's go to bed for the rest of the night. We can calm down and talk tomorrow."
"You're going to let her talk to me like that?"
Kellen bristled.
"Shake and say whatever she likes."
"Right.
As do you."
Kellen moved another step forward. He was almost directly in front of Vesper now, staring at him steadfastly. Vesper narrowed his eyes. The anger shimmered just underneath the surface, ready to burst out, but it never did. He fought a battle inside of him and jerked around with his hands clenched in fists.
"Come on, Gus."
A sly smile flickered over Gus's face, but her eyes caught mine. Her face went blank immediately, and then Vesper jerked her behind him. As he dragged her into the house, her eyes held mine. Something akin to fear and amazement flared briefly. Then the door slammed shut behind her, and it was only Kellen and me outside. We heard doors slam shut, and then there was silence. It echoed around us. Eerily. Kellen sighed.
"Why did you have to bait him?"
"Same reason I'm not happy with you. You let them kill someone." His eyes found mine, searching.
"Are you kidding me? I know you might feel like you're holy now because you found out that you're not a demon, but you've known your whole life how we operate. This isn't the first time they've killed, and Leah's stepfather needed to be ridded from this world. Trust me, she wasn't the only girl he's hurt."
Shivers went down my back. "What are you talking about?"
"He raped 3 of her friends. They all wanted me to do something about him. He'd hurt more. He'd hurt you if he could."
Then he added, softer,
"Besides, Vesper needed to hurt somebody."
"He wanted to hurt me."
"I wouldn't allow that."
My eyes clung to his. "Why not?" His eyes closed, and I felt a wall slam between us. As he turned away, I already knew he'd retreated from me.
"We should go to bed. I am a little tired."
We had another day of school before the weekend. Sometimes I wondered why we attended school, but Kellen always said a part of us were human. We should live as much as we could as humans do. And he was right, though we had demon blood in us didn't mean.
Who was I kidding?
I remembered the painter's words. "They're demons. You're not." Kellen started to go inside, but when he saw that I didn't follow, he turned back.
"What's wrong?"
"I'm not one of you." I whispered those words and stared at him. A part of me wanted him to refute those words. I wanted him to say that I was. We both knew he couldn't. "I'm not a demon. So does that mean I don't have demon blood in me? Who am I, Kellen? You told me that you'd answer my questions. That's my second one.
Exhaustion appeared on his face as he stepped close and took my hand. He whispered back tenderly,
I will answer you, but not now.
I opened my mouth to argue, but he shook his head.
I never agreed on a time restriction. I will answer that question, but not yet. And you are one of us. Your family.
His hands squeezed mine once before letting go.
Come on, you can sleep with me tonight.
Something calmed inside of me. The human world didn't approve of something like this, but something more primal existed in us. I still felt it, even if I wasn't a demon. Being close to another, to one whom you trusted, calmed us. I remembered Kellen's other words. You can't hide from what's demanding to come out. The more you're with me, the angrier it will get. He spoke now as if reading my mind.
You quieted it. It's sleeping, or you've turned it off.
What is inside of me? My eyes clasped together tightly as I thought that. I put a hand over my stomach as if calming the storm inside.
Shay.
Kellen spoke, now in front of the house. I hadn't noticed that he'd gone ahead of me.
What?
He gestured inside.
Come on, I want to sleep.
My head bent forward and I followed, feeling meek for some reason as I followed Kellen up the three flights of stairs to his bedroom. He kept the loft on the top floor. The rest of us had the three bedrooms on the second floor. As I climbed up the stairs to his room, my eyes caught sight of his king-sized bed. Images of girls writhing around in desire flashed in my mind. I barely held back my revulsion. Kellen laughed softly from his bathroom.
I can feel your thoughts again. I've never brought a girl here, Shay. This is a sacred place.
Later, as we had both gotten dressed and ready for bed, Kellen lay beside me. I felt his heat curled against my side. Something felt right, but something didn't at the same time. He said softly in the dark,
You don't have to be scared of what's coming in the future. You're my family.
The way he said, my family, sparked something powerful in me. It was as if he laid claim to me or would die protecting me. I wasn't sure what he meant, but I wasn't brave enough to ask. A part of me was scared of his answer to that question, so I remained silent with my hands curled in the blanket.
Sleep, he murmured next.
I closed my eyes and a contentedness filled my limbs. I felt sleep invade my body, and when I woke, I felt refreshed, as if I'd slept for an entire week. I glanced at the clock. It had only been 4 hours. I looked the other way and saw that Kellen was gone. His space was empty, and his shower was running. It was an odd feeling in the pit of my stomach as I tiptoed out of his room and down to mine. It was like I was hiding a secret, but when I was about to enter my room, Gus spoke from the hallway.
You don't have to feel ashamed.
I glanced back and saw she was in Vesper's doorway.
What do you mean?
You slept in Kellen's bed last night. It's not the same for us as it is with humans. It's not about sex, but comfort. She straightened to her fullest height. Then she tossed her blonde tendrils over her shoulder. Vesper is more my brother than Kellen is. More my sibling than you are. You're feeling human emotions right now, but why you stayed with him last night wasn't human. I swallowed painfully and tried to understand what she meant. She sighed. We're like animals, Shay. It's natural to sleep beside each other. As she said that, I knew she meant it. However, there was something else in her. Anger. Resentment. Jealousy. Before I could start to try to figure out which, she smiled tiredly and waved over her shoulder.
See you at school, Shay. I'm sure all eyes are going to be on us now.
I'd called out another Brayden in a class. She was right. They were all right. It wasn't done. But I hadn't understood why I had done it. I'd felt a sense of urgency at speaking the truth at that moment, Now I knew that I'd wanted to break free from the Braden name. There were rules that went with being in our family, but I wasn't totally one of them. I was different, somehow. I felt that a part of me wanted to act on it, as if setting it in motion that I really wasn't one of them. Then I remembered what else Kellen had said the night before. You're my family. I might not share the same blood, the same demon blood, but he was right. I was still family to them. Wasn't I?
Look at you. He's got his claws in you tight, doesn't he?
Vesper drawled, leaning against his doorframe. He smirked.
You don't even know what kind of spell he's working, do you?
That's enough. Kellen appeared from the stairway, dressed in jeans and a simple white t-shirt. The corner of Vesper's mouth curled upward in an ugly smile. His eyes flashed an emotion I didn't want to name before he turned and shut the door behind him. If he might have slammed it, it wouldn't have shocked me, but when it closed quietly, softly, a shiver passed through me.
He's trying to get in your head. Don't let him,
Kellen murmured, now beside me. His voice was soft as he watched me, studying me. I straightened in my doorway and moved back a step. Why would he want to get in my head?
To stop us from getting close.
Kellen tilted his head to the side. His eyes seemed to be piercing through me.
If the two of us formed as close a bond as those two, can you imagine how powerful we'd be?
My head jerked back. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about war. Between you and me and them.
Why would you say something like that? My voice was husky.
Because that's what he's thinking. He knows we're close, but not as much as those two. He's fearful of what might happen if we do become that close. It's what he would do. That's what he's thinking in his head.
Kellen smiled sadly and straightened away from me. He held on to the doorframe above my head and tapped it absent-mindedly with his finger.
That's how Vesper thinks, Shay. That's not what I intend. It's not what you intend. But it's what he's filling her head with. He thinks there might be a time when the lines are drawn, and he's scared what side I might choose.
So he already knows I'll be on the opposite side? Why didn't this surprise me?
No. Kellen touched my shoulder lightly. He's scared of you. But he's more scared of me. He's afraid I'll go against him. And if you take my side, we're unstoppable. The only saving grace he has is that he hasn't gone against me, and you haven't come into your powers yet.
The whole idea of siblings against siblings didn't sit right with me. I curled a hand over my stomach as if warding it off, but it didn't matter. My stomach still rolled over on itself, sick once again.
I can drive you to school, Kellen murmured.
No, I barked out, hoarse. I'll drive myself.
Okay.
He didn't ask why, but I felt like I'd hurt him somehow. As he turned and went downstairs, I watched him go. His shoulders were strong, tense. His waist was trim. Gus was right. We didn't have to work for our bodies. But I felt that if Kellen had been fully human, he'd still have the same body. Then with my hand still curled around my waist, I turned into my own room. After dressing in a light fabric black sweater that hung down to my knees and black tights that stopped just above my calves, I started downstairs into my car. I wasn't hungry. I was never hungry, so it didn't matter if I ate or not. My body didn't need a lot of food. It didn't need caffeine either, but I still enjoyed the taste of coffee and lattes in the morning. Once I stopped to get one, I was ready for the day, and as soon as I got to school, I felt it in the air. Something had changed. Something was different with our school. When I went inside, everyone parted for me as they always did, but there was a different feel surrounding everyone. It's because of Matt, Gus answered my question when I got to my locker. I looked up, my bag halfway in, and she shrugged. He was the reigning human here. You changed him. You and Kellen. Now everyone feels it. They don't know what they're feeling, but they are. You see his little football buddies? She nodded in their direction. I turned to look. There they were, four of his best friends who always surrounded him, doing whatever Matt told them to do. Today, they stood apart from him. They talked to each other, laughed with each other, as Matt just stood to the side with a confused look on his face. Gus grinned. He doesn't even know what happened. Vesper strolled toward us in that moment, and I turned with my back to my locker. My eyes caught his, and a challenge hung from him. My throat was tight, but Gus laughed as he passed by. He thinks you did this on purpose, like you want to shove it down his throat what you can do. Not me. I think you did what you always do. You got angry and did something on accident, then Kellen stepped in and fixed it. Am I right?
Was she ever?
I think it's funny, Gus went on to say, still leaning against my neighbor's locker. Her bare shoulder touched the metal, but she didn't seem to mind. She wore a halter top and tight blue jeans. They're all clueless to what's happened. Their esteemed leader can't be their leader anymore. Now we get to watch them squirm and figure out who's the next leader. Mark my words, two guys will throw down by the end of the day. It's just like Kellen and Vesper. One day they're going to throw down. Vesper would love to now, but he knows Kellen can kick his ass. My eyes went to hers. That meant that... Kellen's words suddenly haunted me. Did he know? How long had he known? Gus smiled brightly. No worries, sister. I'll always love you. Then she sauntered away, flirting over her shoulder with a few guys who watched her go, her hips swaying back and forth. I turned to close my locker, but something tingled in the back of my neck. I turned and saw Kellen watching us from a distance. Leah stood beside him with some of her friends behind her. They all watched him as he watched me, studying me. His eyes were guarded, but I tried to send a small smile to him. It was like I wanted to reassure him about something, but I didn't know what. It failed miserably. Kellen's eyes narrowed when he saw this attempt, and his jaw tightened. Leah and her friends skirted away, nervous. They all had confused looks on their faces. Gus was right. So much happened that humans didn't know about. Their bodies sensed it, but their minds weren't in tune with their bodies. It was like they were the dumb animals and we were the predators. We knew what was going on. They didn't. I sighed with my textbook against my chest and headed to class. Chapter 9. The next few days were tense. Vesper and Gus stuck to themselves. Kellen stayed away from me and even the house. He didn't sleep there for the next week. I didn't ask why or where he went, but I didn't think anyone else did either. It seemed that everyone was at an impasse, and no one wanted to spark something that could change everything. As for school, Gus had been right. Two of Matt's closest buddies were in a shoving match in the school parking lot at the end of that day. Matt stood by, dumbfounded. We'd changed him permanently, like he'd been rewired inside, or taken the fight out of him, but he was no longer their leader. Instead, the winner had been Dylan Cavanaugh. He was another football player, typical douche, and he walked around school with his arm on some trophy. Those girls all looked the same to me. Skinny, pretty, long legs. The last day Dylan had started eyeing Gus and me. I used to enjoy playing with guys like him, teasing, making them confused. Now I stayed away, although I doubted Gus would do the same. I was sure she would play her usual games with him, but I didn't want to know what those were. In the last week, I learned I didn't want to ask any more questions. The entire event of going against Vesper in class and everything that unfolded afterward had left a bad taste in my mouth, and learning that Kellen knew things about me didn't sit well in my stomach. Everything had become chaotic, and I wasn't sure how much more I wanted to take.
Kellen's not at school again, Vesper commented as he stopped by my locker.
He had a guarded look on his face, but he still managed to glance around with a smirk. Yeah, I wasn't sure what else to say.
Where is he? Did you two have a fight?
I thought it was because of you.
What do you mean by that?
He straightened and looked directly at me. You're the one he wasn't happy with, not me. Or do you not remember last week correctly? A sneer flashed over his face, but it was gone instantly.
I remember you calling me out, and that he decided you could talk however you liked to me. Or am I wrong, Shay?
He leaned closer to me, almost in my face. I glanced around and saw that everyone seemed to be aware of us. A few quickly looked away, but some stared blankly, enraptured by the tension between my brother and me.
Better watch out. You're doing what I did to you, and by the way, I didn't mean it how you took it. I didn't mean to go against you.
I couldn't tell him that I wanted to break free, break away from the Braden rules. Vesper would think that was even more of an insult, like I was better than him, than the Braden name. Vesper rolled his eyes and shifted so no one could see our faces. He spoke in a low voice.
I stand by what I said at the house. You're pissing on us and you don't care. That makes me mad. But Gus wants us to make up. She wants things right, so fine, whatever. As far as I'm concerned, you and I are fine. I hold no ill will toward you, okay?
It felt more like an order than a truce offering. I nodded, though. Fine.
Relief rolled off his shoulders and he straightened. A little more bounce seemed to be in his frame again. So really, where is Cullen?
I shrugged. I don't know, Vesper. I wasn't lying. He's not happy with you.
His eyes narrowed. What do you mean?
What do you think I mean? You disrespected him to his face. You told me that he had his hooks in me. You don't think he didn't hear that? He's staying away for a reason, and things were fine with him and me. It's you. I'd be worried if I were you. He frowned.
Giuseppe chose that moment to throw an arm around her brother and laugh as she poised next to the lockers.
How are things going? Are we all a loving family again?
I certainly hope so.
When neither of us commented, her eyes danced between us, and a small frown appeared.
What's wrong?
What now?
Vesper shoved her arm off and stalked down the highway. Dylan chose that moment to turn into our hallway right in front of Vesper, with his arm around a different girl.
He stopped, saw Braden coming his way, and glanced to the side. Then his shoulders straightened, and his feet stayed firm.
Vesper saw it all as he kept approaching, reached out, grabbed Dylan's shirt collar and slammed him into the lockers. Two girls screamed and scattered out of the way.
Oh, God, Giuseppe groaned. What did you say to him?
I watched as Vesper punched Dylan and then threw him onto the ground. None of his friends rushed to defend him or even help him from the floor. Then my brother continued on his way, his shoulders seemingly less tense. I arched an eyebrow.
That was interesting. I just told him that Kellen must be staying away because of him, not me. Kellen and I were fine.
What?
Fear sparked in her eyes. You said that?
It's true. Vesper was out of line, not me. I spoke the truth, and then Vesper called me out. You think that made Kellen happy? Then he called Kellen later when he asked why he let me talk to him that way. That's like a slap in Kellen's face. Then the next morning he told me Kellen had his hooks in me. He heard him. Vesper's got a problem and he knows it. I can't believe he said half of what he did.
She froze and the fear grew.
You're right, oh my God.
She glanced over her shoulder as if she could see Vesper, who had already vanished into another hallway.
What's he going to do? He didn't think that out at all.
I shrugged and exchanged my books. It's not my problem. As I started to leave, Gus blocked me.
Yes, it is. Our brothers can't be fighting. Do you know how bad that is?
Not as bad as it's going to get, I thought to myself, but gave her a clueless look.
What are you talking about? You're the one who said this would happen anyway. You said that Vesper would do it now, but he knows Kellen would kick his ass. They could kill each other, and I was joking.
Kind of.
Or Kellen could kill Vesper.
He can't touch Kellen, and everyone knows it. And why would you joke about that?
She swallowed tightly. Come on, Shay. Please do something. Say something to Kellen.
Please? I can't have us broken up. I love Vesper, but I need you two, too. It's the four of us against everyone else. Don't let something happen to that. You can stop this.
Why not you?
Answer my other question.
Because, okay, yes, I think Vesper wanted to fight Kellen last week, but he doesn't anymore. He's over it. I'm over it. And I really was joking. I really don't want us to fight. That would be horrible. And because Kellen loves you more, everyone knows that. He's almost obsessed with you. If you weren't his sister, she shuddered, you get my drift.
I did, and I wasn't fully comfortable with that. I didn't have a good feeling about it. But another side was, I wasn't going to focus on that. It didn't help anyone. I could also tell that a part of Giuseppe hated admitting that to me.
Shay, I sighed in surrender. I'll find him after school and see what's really going on.
She relaxed.
Thanks.
Then I gestured to Dylan, who had gotten back to his feet and stood in a circle of his friends. He was throwing dark looks our way. What about him? I don't want to turn someone else into another zombie.
Gus smiled. I'll take care of him.
She didn't have good intentions from the way she said that, but I needed to pick my battles. The old Gus was back, appeased now that everything was going to be fine.
Just don't kill him, I murmured under my breath before I left for class. There are other ways.
My sister sounded more excited than she should have been.
Kellen wasn't at school that day, and I didn't have hope that he'd show up later in the afternoon. I sent a few text messages to him, but he didn't respond. When I called, it went straight to voicemail. As I was leaving, trying to figure out where I might start looking, I wasn't expecting to find Dylan Kavanaugh, so I almost bumped into him when I reached for my door. Before I made contact, I managed to jerk backward. What are you doing? He straightened from my car and stood over me, reaching his fullest height.
I have a bone to pick with your family.
He rubbed a hand over his jaw where Vesper had punched him. I saw it had darkened even more and was now an ugly shade of black and purple.
Really?
Yeah.
He puffed up his chest.
It's not right that you guys get to walk wherever you want. Do whatever you want. Kellen's been gone from school all week and no one will say anything about it. You guys aren't special, so you shouldn't be treated like that. Vesper's going to get his ass kicked too.
Really? His eyes narrowed.
Yeah.
He expected me to cower before him. I wasn't at all, and that wasn't adding up to him.
Me and some of my buddies are going to take your brother down. You might want to warn him.
Really?
I scoffed for the third time.
Yeah.
Then I smiled.
Good luck with that.
Now move.
He did, but only because he was confused. As I drove away, I saw my sister swaying her way to him in my rearview mirror. Her hand lifted to trail over his shoulders, and he was already entranced by it. Shaking my head, I kept driving. No matter who did it, somehow Dylan would be put down like he was a dog. I had no doubt that he'd come to school the next day with his tail figuratively between his legs. They always had to learn. When I got to the house, instead of going to my room, I went to Kellen's. It felt strange going up there without him there, and especially because the last time I'd been there had been when I'd stayed with him. The place seemed to hold his presence in it, even though he wasn't there. I felt him everywhere, strongly. Suppressing a shiver, I glanced around and tried to focus on what I needed to do. I wasn't sure what exactly I was looking for, but I wanted some idea of where he might have been. Maybe he had written down some information. Maybe not. I doubted it, but I was willing to try. When I didn't find anything, I wasn't surprised. My brother was a very clean person, demon. Then I sighed and gave up. As I went to my own room, something was nagging at me, almost tickling the back of my neck. It was like I was forgetting something. Then I groaned and called my sister. When she answered, I asked, "Has Leah been at school this week?" There was silence, and then, "No, I didn't even notice."
He's probably there, don't you think?
Are you going over there?
I guess. I mean, I have to, right?
It'd be good if you talked to him soon.
Okay, I nodded. I'll go over there.
Okay.
Her voice sounded curt, as if she had been interrupted. I asked, "What are you doing?"
"Nothing,"
she said quickly and hung up. And that meant she was doing something. I shook my head and left again for my car. I could only handle one of my siblings at a time. As I went outside, Vesper was walking toward me. His eyebrows shot up.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. I threw that over my shoulder as I passed him swiftly. He turned to ask again, but I shut my car's door and quickly reversed to drive away.
Vesper still stood there as I turned onto the road. I could feel his confusion. As I drove to Leah's, I tried to remember the way. I'd only been there once to pick up Kellen. I never asked questions, and he never offered any answers. He'd reeked of sex, though, and a part of me didn't want to find him in the same manner. As I pulled up to her house, I tried to sense Kellen from my car. I sensed him good and plenty. His presence wrapped around me like a blanket. It was powerful, so powerful that when I went to the door, I half expected him to answer it himself. He didn't. Leah did, looking pale and gaunt. Her eyes had a scattered look in them, like she was in the middle of a stampede and didn't know where to go for safety. "Is my brother here?" Before she could answer, Kellen asked from a back room, "What's wrong?" Leah vanished into a back room and I turned to scrutinize my brother. He looked tired. Why did he look tired? I asked as much, but he clenched his jaw and countered with,
"Why did you come here?"
"Because Gus asked me to find you."
"Why?"
He narrowed his eyes and rubbed his jaw, but glanced toward the room Leah had gone into. I looked too and wondered what had happened between them. Why was he here? What was wrong with Leah? Is this about her stepfather? Then I looked around again and saw how sparse it seemed. It was as if only Leah lived there. I couldn't feel anyone else. "Where's her mother? Her real father?" Kellen grimaced.
"Our siblings got too excited last week."
I waited for more of an explanation, but he didn't offer any.
"That's it?
What does that mean?"
"It means..." He weighed his words. "It means that when they came here, Leah's stepfather wasn't alone. Her mother and real father were also here. They'd all been having an argument, but Vesper didn't care. Neither did our sister."
I reeled from what he said. That meant, no wonder the blood had affected me so much. I'd tried to become numb this past week because of that night. I didn't know what to do, or if I should do something. I asked, shaken, "So, what are you doing here?"
"I'm trying to make her better."
Kellen still watched the door as if he could see her through it.
"She asked me for help, to stop her stepfather from hurting her. She didn't ask for this. She's hurting even more."
"Wipe her memories, you do it all the time." He shook his head.
"I can't. After what we did to Matt, I can't do more magic. It'd alert too many things we don't want to come here."
Things. Messengers. I swallowed hard. What I had painted. Then I closed my eyes. "What are you going to do to Vesper and Gus?"
"Nothing."
I looked at him and saw he was frowning at me.
"What?
Nothing?"
"Why would I do something?"
"Because this is wrong. What they did was wrong." Kellen tilted his head to the side in wonderment.
"Shay, we're demons. That's what we do. We do bad things. I do bad things too."
"But I didn't."
He nodded. "You do too."
"I don't try to hurt people, and I don't have demon blood, remember? You won't tell me what I am."
He gripped the back of my head in the next instant.
It happened so fast I only had time to jump in shock before Kellen pushed me against the wall. He leaned forward as his hand had a tight grip on the back of my skull, keeping me in place.
"Even if you don't share the same blood, you're one of mine. No matter what anyone might say, you're mine. Understand?"
Mesmerized by the ferocity in his eyes, I nodded. I couldn't say anything. His words seemed to penetrate inside of me and squeeze hard. It was like my entire body was under his control. Then something shifted inside of me and I gasped, arching my back and thrusting Kellen away from me. I was angry. It was anger and hatred boiling up in me. My hand shot up and energy burst out of me. It slammed Kellen across the room, then I said, heated, in a stranger's voice,
"Get away, demon! Die!"
Kellen's face snapped up, and his eyes showed his demon. The pupils were dilated, and the entire orb was black and red. He hissed back,
"Do not interfere."
Then his eyes changed, and my brother took control again. He spoke more calmly,
"Shay, take control. Shay, stop it.
Take over. Put it to sleep.
My body trembled and I felt the fight inside of it.
Shay.
He flung his hand up and something sparked me. My body hit the wall again and when I looked back, Kellen was right in front of me. His hand cupped the side of my face.
Shay?
I nodded. Weak. I'm okay. What was that? He grimaced again and looked even more exhausted than before.
I should check on Leah.
No! I stopped him with a hand on his arm. Something propelled me toward her room. I can help her. I know it. I didn't know how, but I felt it. When I opened her door, Leah was curled in a fetal position on her bed. She had wrapped a blanket over her and didn't move, not even when I sat on the edge of her bed. With a hand placed on her arm, I closed my eyes, bent my head, and something warm went through me into her. I didn't know what it was, but it felt right. As it ended, I looked back up and knew that Leah slept in peace. She looked the same as I had entered the room, but everything had changed. I didn't know what I did, but I knew she'd be fine. Somehow her parents' death would make sense to her, and she'd be all right now. I went back and closed the door behind me. Kellen stayed where I had left him, tense. Then his eyes seemed to search mine, into me, when he asked,
"What'd you do?"
I don't know, but I do know that you need to give me answers. What am I, Kellen? You tell me now or I'll let loose whatever I have inside of me. Whatever that is, hates you, and I know that it wants to hurt you. It would do it now if I let it. Because I love you, and even though I don't share the same blood, I am still family to you. I won't let that happen, but I can't hold it off much longer. It's getting stronger, Kellen. He nodded, closed off to me.
I know.
So what am I? Resignation clung to him.
You're the opposite of what I am.
Chapter 10. I'm an angel? Even as I asked that, I was wondering to myself if I actually believed in them. I'd thought I was a demon. Kellen shook his head.
You're a Nephilim.
What's that?
Part of your blood is from a messenger, yes. Part of you is human. That's the part that's mine.
He spoke with the same force as before. It stirred inside of me, but I controlled it. I wasn't going to let it out. Not when I was finally getting answers. How... There's a lot that I don't understand, Kellen. He nodded, sympathetic.
I'm sorry. I am.
Then he looked away.
I can't lie to you. I...
What?
Nothing.
He shook his head abruptly.
I can't tell you anything more. I don't know anything more.
I was half of a messenger? He was half of a demon? Who the hell were our parents? How did we end up under the same roof? De Vesper and Gus know?
No!
Kellen laughed out, hoarse.
God no, they can't know, trust me.
Why?
Although I was pretty sure I knew why. Because they'd kill you, you know that.
I had, but it was painful hearing it. And you? Why don't you kill me? Why haven't you tried? I laughed. The sound came out nearly hysterical. This makes us enemies, doesn't it? Something inside of me wants to kill you. I'm sure your demon wants to do the same to me. Kellen quieted and watched me. His eyes seemed to pierce me, looking into my soul. It was uncomfortable and I waved a hand. Stop it, just stop it. I can't handle you being inside of me.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to figure out what to say to you to make it better. I don't know what to say right now.
You know everything. All my life, Kellen had been our leader. He'd been the strongest, the fastest, the most powerful, the one who always knew what to do, who could handle anything. He couldn't handle this, and that said a lot. At the same time, it was like he'd taken a knife to my heart. I felt him stabbing me 1, 2, 3 times, like I'd been gutted. What am I supposed to do with this information? Where do I go now?
Something shifted in him, and he glanced to Leah's room.
She's okay?
Yeah, she'll be fine now.
She won't need me here?
No, she shouldn't. I made it okay with her. I don't know how, but she'll be fine. She might remember, she might not. She might think of something to justify everything in her mind, I don't know, but she'll be fine. She's at peace now. I had done that. The messenger inside of me had done that. It felt right, but strange. It also felt like I'd chosen a different side. The line had been drawn. With that action, I chose the other side. Kellen might not admit it, but we were enemies. I felt it in me. A part of me wanted to kill him.
Let's go somewhere.
But he didn't know what to say. Kellen looked around, helpless. I saw it all over his face. It was heart-wrenching. He had no idea how to make this better, and my brother always knew. Then he frowned sharply.
Why did you come here again?
Where did I start? Vesper came up to me at school today. He thinks you're angry with him. Then Gus pleaded with me to find you. She's scared that you and Vesper are going to fight, breaking all of us up. He narrowed his eyes.
Why would Vesper think that I'm angry with him?
I shrugged. I have no idea.
Shay?
I might have told him that.
A normal being would groan in frustration.
Kellen flashed a smile.
Really?
I couldn't help but smile back. Now I'm glad. They're both on edge because of it. I was just going off what you told me, that Vesper thinks we're going to war with them. He laughed now.
I said that because he does think it. I didn't mean today or next week. I meant in the future. He knows the lines are drawn. He knows the alliances, and you and I are more powerful than those two. I have no intention of fighting them now.
They don't need to know that.
He quieted and asked, "Tell me the real reason why you found me."
Matt was replaced by Dylan Kavanaugh. Vesper punched him in the hallway. I think he's a little pissed. He's already started trying to bully me. He threatened us, said that we won't get away with half the stuff we do now. Kellen sobered, watching me.
That's not why you sought me out either. Why, Shay?
He was annoying when he did that.
I don't know. I really don't.
And I didn't.
Not really.
I could have guessed, but those were emotions I didn't want to acknowledge, especially now.
And if I were to guess, I'm sure Vesper or Giuseppe have already dealt with him. Am I right?
Both of his hands cupped my cheeks and he cradled my face now.
What's going on with you, Shay? Don't tell me that it's you being a Nephilim because you sought me out for a different reason. We will deal with your different parentage. I'm not concerned with it. Not how you are. But I know things will be fine. That's not the reason why you came here. Tell me why.
I opened my mouth to say something, but I had no idea what. So I halted, speechless, as he held me in his hands. When his thumbs started to brush against my cheeks, caressing back and forth, I couldn't help but to close my eyes and lean into his touch. It was like I needed it. I needed him. I had sought him out because I needed this. The reality of that rushed through my whole body and I jerked away. Kellen didn't let go. He felt the tension in my body and instead wrapped his arms around me, anchoring me against him. We stood there, enveloped together, as he murmured into my hair.
You need to be more honest with yourself. You have all the answers, Shay. You decide where we go from here.
My hands balled into fists and rested helplessly against his shoulders. I was half hugging him, but I felt like I was half dying at the same time. What does that mean? I have no idea.
What do you want?
His breath teased my forehead. His phone rang, and we both knew it was important. No one would call Kellen unless it was me or something life and death. He pulled away and looked at it. His voice was rough.
It's Gus.
Something had gone wrong. We both felt it, and then he answered.
What happened?
I listened to her nearly hysterical voice before he interrupted her,
Where are you?
A second later, after she told him, he added, We're coming. Then he hung up. As he pocketed the phone, he took my hand and pulled me behind. She's in trouble. As we left the house and got into his car, I asked, What happened?
Kavanaugh is into demon devil worship stuff. He had some tricks up his sleeve. Gus couldn't handle herself and killed his entire family. It's too much. We can't handle this much death on our hands. Messengers will come now.
The ride was tense. All the new revelations didn't sit well with us or with me. What was I supposed to do now? Where did my loyalty lie? Kellen didn't say a word, and neither did I. He parked outside of a huge house that I had no doubt was Dylan's. They always seemed to come from money. Gus appeared in the door, frantic and pale. She had blood over her entire body. It dripped onto the floor, leaving bloodied footprints since she was barefoot. I don't know what to do, Kellen. She looked back, tearful. They're all over. They all came home. She choked off the rest and looked away. We stepped around and surveyed the scene. Bodies were everywhere. Their eyes were all wide open, blank. Death glazed over them. Kellen asked, almost normal, Where's Vesper?
He's home. He didn't want to come once he knew I had called you. I'm sorry, Kellen, I really am. I know that...
She didn't say any more, but bit her hand with tears running down her cheeks. This wasn't a scene I was used to, but I felt like Kellen was. That unnerved me the most. Gus seemed hysterical, like she had done something she hadn't wanted to, but he was cold, completely cold to what had happened. I felt a kick in my gut and knew the messenger sensed what was going on. It was angry. Again. Kellen looked at me sharply. He sensed the messenger in me, too, but I clamped down and quieted it. It went silent immediately. He looked back to the room and asked, disappointed,
There was a child, Gus?
She bit back a cry. There were three of them. I didn't know. I was so... He was chanting something, and it was hurting me. When they showed up, he stopped, and I was so mad I couldn't hold back. I didn't know they were here until... I am so sorry, Kellen.
I bit back everything and numbed myself. That was when I started actually looking at the bodies, at who they were.
He's not here. Dylan isn't here. Kellen whirled around. We both looked at Gus. She shook her head.
I don't know where he is. I'm sorry.
He's still alive?
He knew things. Chance.
She looked away, still crying. A sudden realization occurred to me. He knows what we are. She nodded, still turned away.
Oh my God.
Kellen didn't say anything, but then he waved a hand over the bodies. As he started to mutter some words under his breath, Gus gasped,
What are you doing? That will bring them here.
He stopped and looked at her.
They're already coming, Gus. At least I can make this right.
She quieted and turned into a corner. Her back was to us, and she sobbed. It continued, and something sparked the air. I felt it swirling around us, picking up speed. It was strong. Powerful. Kellen controlled it easily, as if he'd been born to do so. Then I felt it touch me and gasped. It was life. It was theirs. I looked at him with renewed eyes. What couldn't he do? He was trying to give them their lives back? What demon did that? Our sister still cried while he continued to mount the spell. It circled my feet, then my legs, my stomach, and I lifted my arms. With my head bent, I closed myself down and let the messenger out. It answered what was going on. How I had hoped it would, and somehow I knew the words to say along with Kellen. Both of us gave life to the spell, and then suddenly everything exploded between us. Bursts of light sparked and flew into their mouths. It was done as soon as it had started. When it was, when I felt their souls return to their bodies, Kellen gasped,
We have to leave. Now. They can't see us.
He darted out the door. It was going to happen so fast, and they couldn't see us.